Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Anytime Notebook here every single week. Not many weeks left, is there? Which you'll be glad to hear. Mark, your goal scorer card for the weekend ahead. Joining me this week to pick a little bit out of the bones out of last week, put up some selections this week, John Bywater. Good morning, John. How are you?
Good morning, Gav. I'm okay. Good morning, listeners. And I'd just like to announce that it's happy John Akinde season, Gav.
He's popped up again the last few weeks, hasn't he? Yeah,
At it again, once again trying to earn another one-year contract somewhere after doing nothing all season. Big John.
I had a little look through. It's 7 years now since he's got into double figures for this season. That was, I forget what the game was, but he's like that 90 minutes that he saw out a week back. That was only the second 90 minutes that he'd seen out in the last year. We don't see much of him, but when we do,
he knows when he needs the goals, though, Gav. April and March, just get warmed up for that, and you'll get a nice new deal. well done to Big John. What a handful he's been over the years.
That's definitely trademark, John Akinde.
That's right.
John, we're nearly done. The season's nearly over. It's dragging on a little bit. It feels like it's been almost done. It's not to say I wasn't. Well, it is to say I wasn't that enthused by this week's coupon. I've got loads of notes. A couple of really
that makes two of us.
Selections. We are nearly done. A couple of weeks. Feels like I just can't wait to get Sunday out of the way with, and then I feel like I could just switch off from this season and just kind of rear my head again when the playoffs are due. I tell
What's
you what, we got
Sunday, Gav. Oh, I was going to say
Wembley again. Ole ole.
Ah, that's right.
Absolutely, big day out. I tell you what. Let's talk a little bit about no winners last week. But there's a couple of things that I thought were really unlucky. A, your Tyler Bindon shout, which I don't know whether you saw, but Sam Smith basically just took it straight off his head. From a corner to score for Reading against Barnsley.
Yeah, go back to singing, Sam. I've had enough. Yeah,
absolutely. Yes. So I thought the Bindon shout. I tell you what, we'll start off in League Two because I thought for fans of me talking through the 1x2.
You're unlucky.
Far wrong with the Crewe Grimsby shout last week. Thank you very much. Harvey Rogers, I think, goes down as the painful one. Everything we said about that game came true. Crewe in a tough spot. Doug Tharn long throw is going to cause a problem. Toby Malarkey was that got on the end of a Tharn long throw to give them the lead. Crewe give up over a goal for XG from set pieces. Curtis Thompson another for the wayside from a corner. Rogers, what chances? Header at the far post from a free kick. He had another one with a smart run that he could have put away. Right call, wrong result. Hear more about Harvey Rogers later on. John, do you want to start us off within the space of 4 minutes with a selection for League Two?
Oh yeah, why not, mate? It was a great call by you on Grimsby. I poo-pooed the price. You said it was a good price. You were correct. I was completely wrong. Old Harvey Rogers. Harvey Rogers owes us a few quid, doesn't he? Come on, Harvey. Come on.
I'm gonna try and get ahead of the week after system. Yes. A few more notes.
No spoilers, Gav. You can't guess. Everyone. That's right.
Yeah. You can tune out now. 4 minutes.
That's right. Yeah. We're going to League Two, as Gav says. We've got Notts County versus Colchester. Colchester very nearly got the job done. But with Donny and Crewe to come, this Notts County away could arguably be the easiest game they got left. If they get the points here, they're pretty much safe and sound, which is a good achievement. Notts County gave up yet another set play goal to Ethan Pye in midweek, a chap we've tried to get on side a couple of times, Gav.
Mm-hmm. Missed one.
Yeah, a little bit annoying. But I think the angle here is pod favourite of Ross McIntosh, Tom Dallison, got sent off in the final minutes of that crucial win versus Grimsby. And who played the final few minutes, Gav? It's your friend and mine, Riley Harbottle.
Yes.
Whereas you've got to say it's been a disappointing season for the young man. He's not actually that young. He's 24.
It takes me back. I think about 2 years ago, just looking through his goals, actually. 28.
Only last season. Start of last season, yeah.
Yeah, remember the price. Start of last season, we were on before we scored a goal. We're 28-1. And his first goal he scored for Mansfield against Tranmere, which was a... legacy day in podcast history.
But. Yeah, it's one they're still talking about. Yeah. I didn't think he'd end up at Colchester on the bench after the last season at Mansfield, but, you know, that's the way it goes with some of these players. It's fine margins, as they say. £200,000 move to Hibs from Forest in the summer. Loaned to Colchester in January. Probably wasn't on his wish list either. He's not really been in the side the last month, but surely slots in here with Dalaston suspended. And considering how vulnerable Notts County continue to be from the set play, 16-1, Riley Harbottle. I don't want to say a career renaissance because he's still young, but I'm not sure what plans are in the summer for him, but he'd probably be heading for a sale or another loan, I'd imagine. So come on, Riley, let's get a goal to get the suitors up for you. 16-1, Riley Harbottle.
I love that. I love that Riley Harbottle back in the notebook at a decent price against the Notts County side. Well done, John. I'll continue my League Two spiel. My content this week is big on paragraphs, but low on selections and low on opinions. It's basically just spurging all of the thoughts out of my head. We'll continue in League Two. Joe, what else did we see, Joe Lewis? Second place in 9 league games, that was, for Wimbledon, which was interesting because it was Swindon giving up over half a goal from set pieces. They gave up another half a goal XG midweek against Walsall as well. Don't know whether you saw the highlights, but Mo Farrell had a simple header from a corner to put the Saddlers in front. Twist of fate, I thought that, well, not unfortunate coincidence, which leads us to our Harvey Rogers pick, but it's Grimsby that visits Swindon this weekend, pretty much as you were. Everything we said about Crew last weekend and their vulnerabilities, you could say the same for Swindon. Doug Tharn, long throw, going to be an important factor there. You've got Rogers at 14s, Malarkey at 11s. Elsewhere in the division, if you're still looking to get against Crewe, then you're Wrexham are in town, still with still with something to fight for. I guess, can they still win a division title, or is that Stockport sewn that up?
I think it's sewn up close enough.
Stockport might have.
We're right on top of things, listeners. Don't you worry. We're all over this.
As I've seen on lots of podcasts this week, don't come to this podcast for talking about things you know already or think about things. Things that have already happened. You come here to
Stockport are champions. Breaking news: Stockport are champions.
Well done, Stockport. Max Cleworth, I thought, was interesting here. First league goal in the 2-1 win at Colchester a fortnight ago. Pretty much like O'Connell and all the other names, Tozer and what, they're not showing anything from a productivity point of view for Wrexham. 12-1 for Cleworth. He followed it up with a good header from a corner in the 6-0 win against Forest Green. There's so many players across all the divisions that were like that kind of price that I just couldn't bring myself to kind of put up, but Cleworth was on the list. 12-1 was a bit meh for me. Fraser Horsfall, Rich Vane of form, been a while, hasn't it? First goal in 8 months against Morecambe, but also hit the bar midweek against Notts County as well. Accrington, another good spot. I won't get you to guess it, John, but 8-1. Another price that you just pull the trigger on, maybe, although it's a good spot.
Maybe not, yeah, they're very short, aren't they? On a little aside, Gav, I just thought of something here.
Yeah.
With the... Have you done the Crew Gillingham Wigan Accrington Acca, which is the against the sides with nothing to play for angle?
Lots of those narratives around. I have got
I know you like Wigan, don't you? Because Portsmouth are still pissed.
I saw that price kind of earlier in the week. They look like they're still on the gravy train. They've got an interesting position against Wickham, who I should talk about in League One. I think he's keen to get against them. They're a side with nothing to play for. Carlisle also a side with nothing to play for. But
lots of changes of late, Wickham as well. Every game about 8 changes.
Yeah.
7-8 changes.
Curtis Tilt for Salford was another on the list as well. He had 2 towering back post headers. Opposing Newport looks extremely popular in most of the markets. Don't know where he's been looking, but there seems to be a move against Newport despite their...
Yeah, they've given up. But Carl Robinson's doing well, Gav, isn't he? Really well. Young Carl. I seem to have missed the people who... a few people had a little sly dig at me when I was... You know, after he started so well, that's four defeats on the bounce for him. If he was in charge a charge a month earlier, they'd be going down, Gav. I'm telling you.
Look at you. Seconds after, well, yeah, okay, you told us. You knew before, but you've been extremely quiet the last few, when they were winning games. And
No. I've not. Internally, I've not been quiet internally.
You're rubbing your hands at the start of this podcast was, oh, thank goodness, it's all for the last four in a row.
First manager out next season in League Two. You heard it here first. I would not be surprised.
Excellent. We're thinking ahead to next season already. Anyway, you put all of those notes together. You look at all the prices. I thought, look, it's boring. It's cliched. Everything you'd expect from this podcast. But should we try and just get ahead? One time, John, should we just try and get ahead of the weekend after system? Dare I put up Harvey Rogers again? Let's do it. 14-1, Grimsby at home.
Go on, Harvey.
Show us what you're made of.
Good selection. If you want to get ahead, remember you need to wear a hat, as someone once said.
Oh, did they? Okay. That's gone over my head, John. Should we head a film?
You need a hat, that's why.
It was as simple as that. The clues are there. Excellent.
Not really sure what it means, but I've heard it somewhere, so we'll stick with it.
It's yet another catchphrase from you.
It's no Tom O'Connor, that one, was it?
We started mentioning League One just there. What have we got? Well, how can I bring you into this League One chat? We'll talk a bit about Tyler Bindon. Sonny Bradley, easy brace for Derby, all in another one of those sides that look like they're done. Giving up plenty from corners. Oh, did you see? This passed me by until, I think, yeah, Tom Love reminded me midweek. A goal for our favourite Bristol Rovers centre-half. Not Bristol Rovers' favourite centre-half, but do you see how Comparison was off the mark?
Against the ex-club system as well, Cheltenham, very brief loan. I nearly messaged you when he scored, but by that point I'd had enough of the day. I thought, I can't tell you Baggett scored as well. That'll be I only like to give you a couple of pieces of bad news during the games. It just gets a bit too much when the fourth person scored who's on the FFS list, so to speak.
I thought that we said about Tyler Bindon being incredibly unlucky. He's a price against Burton again this weekend, John, and he 22-1. I won't put him up.
Is he? I didn't check it. That's a big, fair price.
I didn't. When I looked across it, I knew, you know, we won't put him up because, despite my Harvey Rogers selection, it doesn't make for good content. People like to hear new names and new opinions. But I wondered whether he was still probably, for me, best priced set piece threat across all the divisions at the moment.
Yeah. Still Burton are terrible as well. Absolutely terrible.
Yeah, got there. Yeah, had it in their own hands, didn't they? Threw it away against Cheltenham midweek. So,
you know what they're like. They've gone from when Dino Mamaria was in charge. They were boring as anything, but they were tough to beat, and they got the odd goal. Now they're still dull as anything, but they're not as tight at the back. Very poor.
Another big weekend, isn't it, at the bottom of that. With that League One. Enough of me rambling. I'll talk about Wickham in a minute. John, you got a selection though in the League One.
Yes, Gav, I'm going to talk about Cheltenham. Oh, no, I'm not. No, that's I'm not. So relief everywhere as we first. They're back in it though, Gav. They can stay up again. They're back in it. All right, anyway, I'll move on. So we're going to go to. Not a game I thought I'd end up on, Blackpool versus Barnsley. Looking at the game state here, Blackpool have to win to have any chance of the playoffs, really. Barnsley should be happy with a point in theory, but this Barnsley side can't really set up for a point. Didn't realise quite how unpopular Neil Collins is with the Tykes faithful until I did a bit of digging. They absolutely hate the man, which on the league table looks harsh, but as we've said all season, they are very, very flattered by that. And people say the league table doesn't lie. Well, it can on occasion because there's still, you know, it's not the longest season and lots of things can change. But I think there's a name here for Barnsley who, you know, it's one for the French transmitter, Gav. He's a young centre-back. He's had a few mentions this season, and it's worth putting up just for the name. It's good old Mael Degovini.
I could sense you putting off the pronunciation.
Yes, right. Yeah, what's his name? No, he hasn't got a name. 20-1 for the... 20-1 for the young Frenchman. A good debut season, you have to say. He's the only, every time I've seen Barnsley, I think I've seen him three or four times sort of properly, he's the only bright spot in that back line for me. Wouldn't be amazed if he moved on for better things if they didn't go up. And to be fair, he's had efforts in three of his last four games. Two goals for the season, five assists, so he's always in and around it. And I just thought, as you said, a lot of these prices now are like ridiculous, but his price is holding up fairly well. And maybe he can grab another one here against Blackpool in a game. I think there could be a lot of goals. So
yeah,
20-1 for the young Frenchman, who I'm not going to pronounce again.
Yeah, Blackpool's still in with a shout, aren't they, as well? That result brought everyone back into play, didn't it, when they lost against Lincoln.
Yeah, I think it's very helpful for Oxford that Evans has left Stevenage headed tonight. That is a...
Yes.
Infinitely easier.
Got some thoughts on Steve Evans later. Cannot believe that.
Have you?
Birmingham Price this on Saturday. We'll talk a bit more about that in a limited championship opinion coming up later. Good selections, John. We'll just call him the big French lad, shall we, from now on. Continue the my thoughts about Wickham. I laid them midweek at Vale to no avail. I think they've been pretty poor recently. Still not poor enough to not get 3 points at Vale Park. But I wonder whether what's top of the list of things you probably don't want to do if you're Wickham at the moment. Maybe it's a trip on a rainy Saturday to Carlisle with the season over. Thought there might be another chance to get against them here. Difficult to see many positives for Carlisle, but perhaps a little nod towards, as I was writing this up, a little nod towards next season. Georgie Kelly has had a big smile on his face since joining from Rotherham. He has been able to get in, not being able to get in a Rotherham side is probably not the biggest glowing endorsement that you could, probably
one way of putting it. That's
absolutely
right.
But he started with an injury, but he's finally saw out 90 minutes against Blackpool. When I was looking to oppose Wickham, I just had to scroll down a little bit further than I thought for a striker for Carlisle, who, looking ahead to League Two already, this lad's playing with a bit of confidence, plenty of shots, playing through the middle. Looks like a nice little spot, 9-2 for a striker in a spot that we like. Not one for the selection.
That's a big price.
Look, one for the notebook. I think I've already kind of circled him for consideration for maybe a League Two Golden Boot or something like that next year. But we'll be interested to see his progress. Certainly someone who's looking to rejuvenate a career and in a positive frame of mind at Carlisle.
But he always looks happy, old Georgie, whenever I see him.
Yeah, he does.
He's happy to be on the pitch, which I'm not sure is that.
They love those loads of goals for some Irish side, wasn't it? I can't remember, Bohemian.
Yeah, and he was quite effective in League One in the last season for a good Rotherham side. So, yeah, I can see the case. He's got a chance in League Two anyway. I think that's an interesting shout for next season.
There you go. League Two haven't post already. We shall talk about Lincoln threats, though, I think, were the order of the day. Against Cheltenham, conceded over a goal from set pieces at Bristol Rovers last weekend, including what we just spoke about, that rarely seen phenomenon of an Elkham bag of goal. Steve Seddon's on the end of a long throw that just was allowed to go through unchallenged, even when they beat Burton midweek. Lincoln feels like a step up in class, though, here for Cheltenham. Two goals for Powdy O'Connor this season, with an XG of well over three. Just tipped the balance for me. Last seen trouble in the score against Bristol Rovers back in March, but in a good spot. Powdy O'Connor for Lincoln made the grade as well. So a point of 14-1 for Powdy O'Connor for Lincoln against Cheltenham.
Giving up a lot more since Freestone's been out with his knee, Cheltenham as well.
Yeah.
And I think he's still out, so.
Absolutely. So, yeah, Cheltenham still feel like someone to get against. Lincoln with a bit between their teeth after a good result midweek. Good position here for a good centre-half that knows where the goal is. Been highly productive in the last few weeks. So we'll put up Parody O'Connor, 14-1. John, we'll head up into the Championship. There he was, Jake Cooper. Over the mark. First in a year against Cardiff.
Two weeks after system. after putting him up twice in a row. We knew it was coming, but I looked at him this week. He's actually a fair price again with the top price. But like you say, you don't want to keep putting up the same players. Doesn't normally stop me, but...
Yeah, absolutely. Ryan Porteous, another finish. He's in a bit of goal scoring form. Good finish from open play this one. Yeah. Wasn't that one cleared off the line. Got his chance from a corner as well. Three goals since the start of March. Watford, I thought, were quite interesting. They lost just 1-5 in them in recent weeks, but that runs included Ipswich, Baggies, Leeds and Southampton. Thought they were interesting.
Yeah, tough game.
One next two at home to Hull, which could be a step down from all of those. Stoke were pretty poor from defending set pieces again last week. Liam Palmer, good finish as Wednesday rattled off 0.6x8xg from set pieces against Stoke. Ihekwe had one cleared off the line. Another free header from a free kick as well. Plymouth at the Bet365 this weekend, which feels like a little nervous for Stoke. That feels like Plymouth coming off a couple of good results, beating Leicester. You put him up a couple of weeks ago. Dan Scar entered the reckoning, John. Just wasn't doing enough in the form book. But you can see him being the target for plenty, 18-1 if that floats your boat. It seems like we spent a couple of audio problems on last week's pod, which was a shame, because I thought that last 10 minutes would have gone down in history as some of the greatest anytime notebook.
It was the best podcast never released to the public, that.
Absolutely.
That last 10 minutes.
But we did spend a good chunk of that just rattling off centre-halves that Swansea have conceded against since the turn of the year. We can spend less time doing that week. Do you want to hazard a guess at Huddersfield prices, Mikhail Helek, and John?
No, because it's the only game I looked at in the Championship. And, I can... If you'd said... Go back to the start of the season, right?
Yeah.
And if you had said that Huddersfield... in a big relegation scrap, which is expected, and both their centre-backs would be nearer 5-1 than 10-1. You would have thought something's gone really wrong. I mean, I know Helek's scored a lot of goals and Pearson's done well as well. I mean, they are big threats, but, is it sixes and sevens or something like that?
Yeah, sixes, 15-2, Helek and Pearson this weekend.
I'm at sixes and sevens with that remark.
You certainly see the case. The Steve Evans news was the big one. I'm a big fan of this. Go and have three games in the Championship to stir some shit before Rotherham get relegated.
Yeah,
I'm a big
wait to join until they're completely buried. Don't join when Richardson did. Steve's not stupid, you know. You say what you like about him, but he's not stupid.
John, I thought 8-13 Birmingham on the road at the Millers. I had to look at it 10 times before you. Are you sure?
You couldn't touch that even if it was still Richardson. It's just not right.
Yeah, absolutely. Ignore that win against us last weekend, which Blues fans are highly pleased with. But from minute one, it looked like we looked like a side not wanting to get injured for Sunday, which is put pay to our playoff chances. But this is a Blues side that won twice on the road since August. I think Steve Evans' appointment is the last thing they would have wanted to see this week. You reckon? I think they would have quite happy to Richardson inspired.
This is a
walked away. With
this is a big. This is what they call in the industry, if you like, a big letdown spot. This is a
absolutely.
This is that even without Evans being there, it's like, oh, I don't really want this game. But this is not good. Yeah, I think. Well, a little bit of blue around for Rotherham, but you can see him starting. They're probably a point shorter than they are, I would imagine.
I wondered whether, who does Steve Evans stick a rocket up their ass this weekend? I wondered whether it might be Lee Peltier, 30 feet to one.
What about everybody would be a good
I really like the my favourite player, Adolphin, at tens. I thought he was, well, he's the biggest lad, isn't he, looking from set pieces.
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah, you made a good point about first on Evans' shopping list next year will be Piergiani and taking some of that.
Piergiani and he'll re-sign Richard Wood from Doncaster for $20,000. Jamie Reid. I imagine they'll have you thought Rotherham's going to be maybe not as strong as they normally are in League One, but now they're going to be right up there because they've probably been saving the money from January as well, and they'll have quite a big budget, I'd imagine. So they're one of the favourites.
Yeah, and they'll this Saturday they'll no doubt have a couple of extra hundred, or I don't know what the tendencies have been like, maybe a couple of extra thousand on the gate as well, and something to be positive about. I thought I was astonished at the reaction by Blues last week, and they're still right in the mire, long way from considering themselves safe. Purely at the prices, long way from over 8-13 was sure, but no bet. After all of that, no bet for me, but I thought it was an interesting spot anyway.
It looks like one of those where it's worth looking at the teams, and whoever's like the biggest price defender that maybe hasn't got anything recently, maybe someone he's thrown in randomly, just go with them, just for a bit of interest.
Absolutely. And I shall, let's all laugh at Blues when I'm picking up the train from Nuneaton Sunday morning. Adorned in sky blue with 30,000 others of us. Any thoughts on FA Cup semi-final weekend, John?
No bet. In your Kevin Pullen inspired no bet.
Excellent. One game away from Europe, we could be. Excellent. Just looking forward to the day out. Oh, we're also leading the charge for EFL sides this weekend, which I'm looking forward to. We've got a couple of protests planned and stuff. So after what they did to
you're going to be you're not wearing your Just Stop Oil T-shirt, are you?
Yeah. Oh, that would be that would get short shrift.
Unfortunately, listeners, Gav's been chained to a lamppost and can't record anymore.
There he is. John, I fast forwarded there to your opinions because I'm going to guess that there's looking at your notes, you weren't too enthused by the championship this weekend.
My notes say no. That's good. I'm really giving you lots to work on with that.
The season's almost over. Anytime notebook. It's last weekend. The last weekend. Can't remember.
It is. Yeah. I think there's more championship, but League One, League Two, definitely next weekend.
Excellent. We can.
I think that's right.
Switch off a little bit and then look forward to the playoffs. Anything else I was thinking of? Oh, you sent me the League One promotion prices in some of the markets already, didn't you? I thought that was.
Don't take any chances with the who the first price is, did they?
I wondered whether I could find someone to lay me MK Don's promotion price for League One already. You know, like with the. Just to take a chance on them getting playoffs. Yeah. I thought I'd put them in the same bracket, I think, of those three sides coming up. That was my only thoughts, but lots of water going under the bridge yet. We shouldn't start talking about next season. What we should do, no. John, is
we already have this season. Tempering off.
Let's remind ourselves, who did we stumble upon this week? John, lead us off. Who are your selections for the Anytime Notebook?
Yes, this is the Anytime Notebook, and in League One, Blackpool versus Barnsley, 20-1 for Mael Degavini, the young Frenchman who's now Welsh. In League Two, Notts County versus Colchester, 16-1, Riley Harbottle. And over to Gav, who has two selections in the same leagues, I believe.
Same league. League Two first off, a point on Harvey Rogers, 14-1 for Grimsby against Swindon. And a point of 14-1 for Paddy O'Connor for Lincoln. against Cheltenham. John, I think that'll just about do us. Hopefully everything's been recorded okay. We'll bring ourselves out of our slumber and we'll do the same again next week, whatever you're backing this weekend. Yeah, good luck to you. Be lucky. Enjoy your trips away. Enjoy your trips at home. Season's coming to an end. Season might be taking its, dragging its feet over the line, but we'll all be sorry when it's gone, won't we? So enjoy the last couple of games of the season. John, do it all again next week.
Certainly will, Gav. And just one piece of advice to listeners: if you want to get ahead, get a hat.
See you next week, everyone.
Goodbye.